Now I'm going to read verses 2 and 3 here, and as usual, I'm reading in my translation. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And the voice which I heard was as the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sing, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no man could learn the song, save the 144,000 and 4,000, even they that had been purchased out of the earth. Now, John begins by saying here, and I heard. John's a spectator, but he's also an auditor to this scene here. Now, the 144,000 join the heavenly chorus in the millennium. And have you ever heard a choir of 144,000? Well, up to this time, earth has been out of tune with heaven. But here, the rule of Satan is over, and heaven and earth are in tune. And what Browning said is true when you get to the millennium. God is in his heaven, and all's right with the world. But boy, all things are wrong with the world right now. Now, the 144,000 here learn this new song, and they join in the harmony of heaven. God has put his harpers in heaven, while the 144,000 on earth on Mount Zion. That's a long ways from the instruments, by the way. And these harpers here, now I've been a pastor for many, many years, and I can say that I've met a lot of harpers down here. They're always harping on something, and they're harping about this. But these are different kind of harpers. They are really going to make music. Ones I've listened to didn't make very good music. Now we're told that they are purchased out of the earth. It means that they've been purchased to enter the millennium on earth, not taken to heaven. They've been purchased out of the earth. They've been purchased, which means to live on the earth, because the unsaved are not going to live on the earth. And no one can sing this song but the redeemed. No one can sing praises unto God but the redeemed. Again, I wish that that could be gotten over to a great many song leaders today. Now that I can see their problem, they want to get everybody to sing. And they say, now look, I see everybody's not singing. Now we want everybody to sing this song. Well, friends, if you've got a mixed audience, that is, of saved and unsaved people, don't ask the unsaved to sing a song of redemption. Don't ask them to sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Why, if an unsaved person sings that, you're making a liar out of them. Don't ask them to sing it. Just let the redeemed sing it. In fact, the psalmist says, the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And friends, who else can say so? Nobody else is going to say so, only the redeemed. And that's the reason that we need a say-so Christianity today, to say that God is good. That's something that we need to emphasize today. Now, heaven and earth are brought here in marvelous harmony during the millennium. And what a contrast it was to chapter 13, where earth is in rebellion against heaven under the beast. Here all is tranquility under the Lamb.